Earlier today, officials in Syria reported that the Minister of the Interior, Ghazi Kanan, committed suicide in his office. He was one of the most senior members of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's regime, which has recently come under increasing international scrutiny following the assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister. Kanan's death comes less than 2 weeks before the release of the UN's investigative report on that assassination, and just hours after a radio interview in which Kanan denied allegations of corruption and bribery. Joining us now to talk about his death is Rami Khoury, editor-at-large for the Daily Star, a Lebanon-based newspaper, also an internationally syndicated columnist based in Beirut. He joins us now by phone in Salt Lake City, Utah. And Rami, nice to have you, talk to you again.
Nice to be with you. Thanks.
The official report is suicide. There will be people that will be skeptical of that.
Yes, I mean, there's general skepticism to almost anything that any Arab government says these days, and this is a problem that is generic throughout the region. But in this particular situation, the centrality of this fellow, Ghazi Kanan, and his role in the security services, his role in the running the Syrian intelligence in Lebanon for almost 20 years, he's been a central character in Syria's role in Lebanon and Syria's dominance and control of the system in Lebanon. So for him to suddenly commit suicide raises huge questions. In either case, if he really committed suicide or if somebody killed him and just said it was a suicide, it's bad news for the Syrians.
If the Syrian government was involved in the assassination of Rafiq al-Hariri, was this man involved?
Well, he worked with Hariri for many years, and the Syrian security system in Lebanon was extremely in control of almost all aspects of Lebanese political and economic life. And Kanan worked with Hariri for many years, and much of the success of Lebanon's rebirth after the war is part of that success. Is obviously has to be given to the Syrian role, but the Syrians just spent too many years. They stayed 15 years longer than they should have, and therefore the Lebanese wanted them out and got them out. But Kanan worked with Hariri, and there's a lot of skepticism about whether he would be directly involved in a plot to kill Hariri. This is one of the theories that is going around, and we'll know in a couple of days when the UN report next week or in about 10 days comes out, the Detlev report investigating the Hariri murder, because the investigators talked to Syrian officials, including him.
Well, President Assad has said, of course, that Syria has had no role, and of course, if any Syrian official was involved, they were renegades and traitors. Might he have been preparing the ground for this suicide?
Well, it's possible, and you know, the Syrian regime has been a mystery to many people in terms of its real position. Does it have any involvement in the assassination of Hariri? They have to be seen to be innocent until proven guilty, but this report will give us a lot of insights. There is a wide expectation in Lebanon that some Syrians were involved, but this is still an expectation that's not proven yet. There's a strong theory that Kanan was set up as a fall guy and that he was going to be blamed and possibly by his committing suicide now or somebody killing him now, that makes it a lot easier to blame a dead person, and this takes away the heat from the regime. These are all theories that are going around. Another one is people in Beirut. This morning I talked to people in Beirut, and they were saying that one theory is that Ghazi Kanan possibly was a threat to the Syrian president, that he's one person the Americans might have been able to play ball with in terms of having an internal coup, and Ghazi Kanan could become president. He's deeply involved in all the security services, has been for 25 years, this is a theory that he was killed because he was becoming too much of a possible alternative to the president. So there's a lot of speculation.
Yeah, but I had read, though, that he'd been one of the key figures in the earlier Assad regime and key in easing the transition to when the son took over.
Well, that's right. He's one of the few senior people that is still or was still in power from the regime of Hafez al-Assad, Bashar al-Assad's father. And he's an Alawite, and he's deeply enmeshed in the security services. So he's at the belly of the beast, and he's very powerful. He has a lot of influence. He's very intelligent. or was very intelligent from what everything we know about him. And it's possible that he may have been perceived as a threat by the existing Syrian regime, or possibly he just knew too much and somebody wanted to get rid of him, or possibly he just saw the noose tightening around his neck, and whether he was directly or not culpable in the murder of Hariri, he probably felt that he may have felt that he was going to be blamed and made a scapegoat and possibly took his own life. But it'll take some time for the truth to come out in terms of how he died and whether he really killed himself, was pushed to kill himself, or was killed.
Rami Khoury, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Rami Khoury, editor-at-large for the Daily Star. He's an internationally syndicated columnist based in Beirut, and he joined us by phone from Salt Lake City, Utah. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.